720 WGN. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. Nice to be here with you. On the air until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number. Hanging out here with you in the Allstate Showcase studio on lovely Michigan Avenue. You know, for many Chicago area high school students, it's really a great day when they find out that they've been accepted to college. And when those students graduate college, the next challenge is finding a job. The Chicago Scholars Foundation is a local nonprofit that works with students to get into college and then to help those students land their first job. Dominique Jordan Turner is the president and CEO of Chicago Scholars. She joins us this evening. Dominique, nice to talk to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. And, you know, what you do, I think, with Chicago Scholars is really important because, again, when we talk about education in Chicago, I think it gets really politicized. And we talk about issues like budgets and enrollment. And a lot of times we leave out the most important part, and that is the students. That's the children, right? We're all concerned about their future, or at least we're supposed to be. So your organization, like I said, it's a nonprofit. ChicagoScholars.org is the website. Tell us a little bit about what this organization is and where it came from.
So I want to start with just giving you a little bit of context, and I will certainly answer your questions. But backing up, if you are low-income, first-generation student, the first in your family to decide to go to college, the chances of you graduating are about 9%. They say low-income, first-generation students will graduate just 9%. If you live in Chicago, your chances increase just a little bit to about 14%. And what we do at Chicago Scholars, we take those same students, low-income, first-generation students, and almost 90% of them are graduating from college. And so that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Because it changes their life trajectory overall. And so we've been around for almost 20 years. We celebrate 20 years in 2016 and started by some very generous philanthropic people locally here in Chicago. A few individual organizations, Tim Schwartzfeger, Manny Sanchez, a few others who have just done great things in the city for years and decided to combine efforts.
And when you talk about the students that are coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, oftentimes we're talking about students of color, and you know, you talk about the trajectory of their academic career. There's this thing called the achievement gap where we see data. Students of color are not doing as well as their white counterparts in school. So this is a real issue. And what you're doing is you're trying to get involved here to make a difference, to take these students and say, you also have a chance, because I think there's also a mentality among a lot of students who come from these low economic, socioeconomic backgrounds that I can't go anywhere, right? That I am now in this cycle of maybe it's poverty or I can only achieve this much. And that's my mentality. And you are breaking that cycle, I think.
Yeah, we absolutely are, and we're proving that with our program. I'll give you a quick anecdote. I sent a message to our 1,200 students who are on campus all over the country. They're at over 200 different campuses, and I sent a message just letting them know, with all of the turmoil happening here, you know, locally with Laquan McDonald and on many campuses, a lot of tension on campuses. I just sent a note to say, we're here with you, we stand by you. And I got a really touching note that came back from one of our students. And he talked about being really good friends with Laquan McDonald and playing on the playground and going to elementary school together. And what he said is that we just chose a different path. I chose Chicago Scholars, right? And it changed my life, right? So he's no different than Laquan McDonald, right? And we just need to provide more opportunities for every student. The talent is there. The potential is there. The desire is even there. But sometimes you need a little bit to pull it out of students, whether you're white, black, or Latino, or anything else. And so that's what we do. We surround them with mentors, and we give them the pathway to success.
You make a great point. I mean, white, black, everything in between. As a student, sometimes you need a little push, you need some guidance. And it just so happens that those students who can get that guidance come from different socioeconomic backgrounds. So what you're doing is you're trying to provide some opportunities that maybe other students do get and will be ultimately successful. You're trying to provide that opportunity for another group of students. And it's a great point. You know, this student that you referenced chose a certain path because of Chicago Scholars, and Laquan McDonald, you know, maybe didn't have that opportunity. So when we talk about education, I think, again, we sometimes forget about the human aspect, that we're talking about dealing with human beings here.
And, absolutely.
And when we talk about, oh, this certain group of people, they just make these decisions, it's like, well, wait a second. You have to understand that context is really important here. And we are talking about human beings, and these critical interventions that you do with Chicago Scholars is really all about the human interaction.
That's absolutely, you hit it right on the nose. What we're doing is we're looking at well-resourced communities, those who have it, right? There's certain things that maybe you and I learned sitting at the dinner table about what to do, how to do. You saw it. There were people in your life, right? And you modeled that. That's exactly what we're replicating for our students, right? So we're looking at well-resourced communities where college is a norm, and we're sharing that secret basically with our students. And so we pair them with about three adult mentors. So there are about seven students with about three adult mentors, and they're working with them just rigorously on the college application process to make sure that they're ready, that their essays are there, that they're applying to the right schools, and they're coaching them, holding their hand step by step. And in a sense, we're replicating what many people have baked into their family structure.
Absolutely. And that is really vital, especially when it comes to something like applying for college. If you've looked at one of these college applications recently, it's pretty substantial. And even, you know, the students who are, we would say, oh, this is a very high achieving student. Everyone needs some guidance and some explanation with these college apps. And Dominique, I'll tell you what, we'll talk more about what you're doing with Chicago Scholars. We'll take a short break here and we'll learn more about how the program works and some of the great success stories, because there are many. And we'll talk about what you're up to with this organization and just all the great things that you're doing. It's sort of like a feel-good story, I think, Dominique, here as we look back at 2015.
Well, I'm proud of the work we're doing, so I'm looking forward to chatting about it.
Absolutely. Dominique Jordan-Turner is the president and CEO of Chicago Scholars. You can check them out online. ChicagoScholars.org is the website. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN.
Yeah.
Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. On the air until 11 o'clock. How you doing? Right now talking with Dominique Jordan-Turner, who is the president and CEO of Chicago Scholars. It's a local nonprofit organization that really does some great work with students, especially those students that come from disadvantaged backgrounds, and getting them into college, helping them get into college, and helping them land that first job, which is extremely important. And the website is ChicagoScholars.org. And Dominique, you mentioned that your organization utilizes mentors. So a student will have a few mentors. And what will those mentors do with that student?
So they do a bunch, right? But one of the things that's interesting when you're the first in your family that you have to do is it's kind of like consumer awareness, right? When you don't know much about your options for college, you may not realize that University of Chicago is very different than Chicago State, or that Northeastern and Northwestern are very different, right? Mm-hmm. So there's an educational process there. And so they're walking them through that. There's some research that's come out of University of Chicago that says that where you go matters. Your fit and match matters. And so we spend a lot of time working on that, and they help them craft their essays for the application process.
And that could be a daunting task for any student, but these mentors, and where do these mentors come from, by the way?
They come from all over. We are finding that many of them are young professionals that are corporate partners. We have tons of corporate partners that actually provide internships and full-time roles for our students, and they want to get involved in other ways, and so their employees will volunteer. And then we've actually been around long enough now that many of our alumni come back and mentor as well. So
that's really
a great
cool
cycle.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. That's really great. When you work with these students, what do you think are some of the biggest obstacles for them, some of their biggest challenges when they come to you at Chicago Scholars and you're working with them? What are some of the big challenges that students are facing as they look towards college?
So the first, I would say, is the awareness, as I mentioned. And the second probably is the finances. Many people think that academics may be a challenge, and it's really not. We have some really great, talented, and bright students all throughout the city, and many of them get into our program. So the academics are not the challenge. It's figuring out how to pay for college once you get in. But before you get in, you got to know where you're applying. And so that's our big project in our program that we're working towards. We have this on-site admissions forum every year. And every October, we get hundreds of colleges to come to Chicago to interview hundreds of our scholars, right? They not only interview them, but they offer admission on the spot, right? And so our mentors are working with them to prepare our students for this big day. And this day happens to be before anybody else in the country has gotten admission to college. And so it's a game changer for our students and their families to be the first in the country and in the city to be accepted to college.
And I wanted to ask you about how students can get involved with Chicago Scholars. What's that process like?
Well, we're excited because we're accepting applications right now. We're looking for juniors. We accept students at the end of their junior year. Applications are due early February, so now's a perfect time to start. And they can get started on the application on our website at chicagoscholars.org.
Great. So chicagoscholars.org, again, is that site where students can begin the application process. And I mentioned that you keep in touch with these students throughout their college career and then talk to them about what happens after college. You know, it's one thing to get into college and that's great and you have the college experience, but then reality sort of sets in and you're like, oh, I got to join the workforce. I have to start making some money and be a productive citizen. So how do you work with those students as they end their college careers?
Yeah, so we have a full team. We have a persistence team whose job it is to go out and connect with students and make sure that they have, you know, that they're prepared academically, socially, emotionally, and professionally. And so, you know, again, going back to context, getting in is one thing, but 40% of students will drop out between their first and second year.
Wow.
Right? And we don't want that to happen. And so we've seen the number of students who are going to college go up nationally and locally, but we're talking about completion is a whole different story. And so we have a team that makes sure that they're staying focused, and we share with them opportunities that come up around leadership roles, internships, and every summer and every winter when students are on break, we offer programming where we bring our career partners together. We share with them, just exposing them to different opportunities in terms of careers. One of the things we noted is that, you know, most students want to be a teacher, doctor, lawyer, anything that ends with an R because that's what they know. But they may not know what an actuary does or a management consultant, an engineer. There's a lot of careers that we want to expose them to. So we spend a lot of time programming around that.
Or maybe even a radio show host.
That's right.
Ah,
we have a couple of scholars who are, very much interested.
That's great. I mean, it's really these life skills that, again, I keep going back to this, but I mean, maybe like all students need a little bit of this too, right? And if students who have these advantages that come from these advantaged backgrounds, that's great. But not everyone does. So what you're trying to do is just provide services, and it's basic stuff, right? Maybe how to do a job interview, because that's something that you have to think about towards the end of college. You'll be interviewing for internships and your first job, and you're talking about life skills that really all students can benefit from.
That's right. That's right. It is. It really is probably applicable for all students. But what we're really trying to do is just level the playing field, right? Not all students have the same access to resources, and we're trying to give those who need it the technical skills that they need to achieve the success that we know that they could with some support.
And that's the thing. You know what? The students can totally do it. They have the ability. And too often, let's be honest, we write some of these students off. Like, oh, you come from this area of the city, you come from this neighborhood. Well, you're not going to do everything that maybe you want to do. But what, like you said, what you're trying to do is level the playing field. And I think it's great because you're putting the humanity back in when we talk about education and the future of these students. It's really a great thing. And as we close 2015, it's a feel-good thing. It's a feel-good story. And I think you are really doing some great work. Again, the website is chicagoscholars.org, chicagoscholars.org. Dominique Jordan Turner is the president and CEO of Chicago Scholars. Dominique, thanks so much for chatting about this. And really, best of luck with everything that you're setting out to do. And congratulations on all the success stories that you have.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share our mission and the impact that we're having in the city. We'll look forward to sharing more great news in 2016.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Again, chicagoscholars.org. Really cool organization and a lot of students benefiting from that. So again, a feel-good story. I love stuff like this. Some great, great things happening in Chicago. And I think it's important that we are reminded of that because, let's face it, we hear a lot of not so good stuff in the news. So this is a really, I think, a great, wonderful bright spot, something that's great and happening here in Chicago. Chicagoscholars.org is that website. I'm Mike Steven, filling in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a short break and get a look at the news here on 720 WGN.
Pat Tomasulo from WGN Morning News for the Facial Pain Research Foundation.
We're doing our second annual Laugh Your Face Off comedy show, sponsored once again by the Bob Roorman Auto Group. January 14th at the Laugh Factory, starting at 7 o'clock. Comedians from The Tonight Show, from Conan, from Comedy Central. I'll be performing. We're going to have raffle prizes. We're raising money for the Facial Pain Research Foundation. Tickets are $85. You can get them at laughyourfaceoff.org.
Ever wonder what the United Center looks like from a player's view? Here's your chance to find out. Just head to your local Citgo station, grab the secret code, and text in to win. Before you know it, you could be waving to the crowds while riding the ice resurfacer at the United Center for a Chicago Blackhawks game. Citgo is feeling good and locally owned.
No purchase necessary. Promotion ends 1/13/16. For official sweepstakes rules and alternate means of entry, visit www.firstedgesolutions.com/gold.html. Void where prohibited.
The experience of luxury, the desire for an open road. Experience Porsche Orland Park. You'll get exceptional savings second to none, from the stylish Boxster to the exhilarating Cayman. Porsche Orland Park has the model you need at an attractive price. Experience our technologically advanced Porsche dealership with state-of-the-art facilities and drive a Porsche for less than you think. Only at Porsche Orland Park, a Joe Rizzo dealership. Visit us at joerizzoporsche.com. Porsche, there is no substitute.
Your attention, please. Do you want to make a New Year's resolution that's easy for you to keep? This year, resolve to start grocery shopping at one of Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Crete, Beecher, or Dyer, Indiana. You'll find all Walt's stores are sized just right and are conveniently organized for fast and easy shopping. At Walt's, the simple ideas of freshness, cleanliness, and friendliness never go out of style. Just the way it should be. So, this new year, make a resolution that's easy for you to keep. Give Walt's a try. You'll be pleased with Walt's friendly personal service, their quality, and their everyday savings. Come find out why so many families shop only at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Crete, Beecher, and Dyer, Indiana. Walt's, a tradition of grocery excellence for 78 years.
Mike Steven here with you, filling in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. Reminding you that this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's time for a look at the news at 10:01, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. Here's Rob Martier.
It's cloudy and 27 at O'Hare. Last night, Mayor Emanuel was...